Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me!
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. It's now official. A new Dirty Dancing film is in the works, with 1987's original film star Jennifer Grey both to star in and executive produce. The studio CEO of Lionsgate announced the film last Thursday and also confirmed that Jonathan Levine will direct. The original film, about a teenager named Baby who spends a weekend with her family in the Catskills Mountains and breaks out of her shell when she starts to learn to dance from a rebellious dance instructor, grossed over $218 million worldwide back in 1987, and it has since grown in popularity. Meanwhile, returning to the old continues to be the new slate. James Wan and Michael Clear's Atomic Monster production company is teaming up with Spyglass Media Group to develop a film based on the iconic 1980s NBC series Knight Rider. The original series starred David Hasselhoff as a former Los Angeles detective who, after being shot in the face, is rescued by self-made millionaire Wilton Knight and given a new identity and name of Michael Knight. Michael is selected to become the field agent for the Foundation for Law and Government and equips himself with Knight Industries 2000 Kit, a technologically advanced Pontiac Firebird Trans Am car controlled by artificial intelligence. The series ran from 1982 to 1986 and it developed a large cult following. Former video game writer T.J. Fixman is adapting the screenplay for the contemporary set version, which will maintain the anti-establishment tone of the original series. Oscar winner Tom Hanks is reportedly in early negotiations to play the kindly woodcarver Geppetto in the Robert Zemeckis-directed live-action remake of the 1940 animated classic Pinocchio. It tells the tale of a living puppet who must prove himself worthy to become a real boy. The song, When You Wish Upon a Star, from the film, won an Oscar and has become a signature tune for the entire Disney company. Hanks is currently filming the Baz Luhrmann-directed Elvis Presley biopic. Antoine Fuqua has been set to direct Siege of Bethlehem, a film adaptation of former Newsweek Jerusalem Bureau Chief Joshua Hammer's novel A Season in Bethlehem, Unholy War in a Sacred Place. Inspired by a true story, Siege follows three people of different faiths coming together to prevent a battle from breaking out between the Israeli army and a group of armed Palestinian militants who had taken refuge in Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity. Fuqua will direct once he wraps on the Will Smith-led Emancipation for Apple Studios. MGM has acquired the rights to Serrano and is planning a musical film adaptation of the 2018 stage reinvention of Edmond Rostand's Cyrano de Bergerac story. Four-time Emmy winner Peter Dinklage will return in the title role he played on stage, while Hayley Bennett reprises her role as Roxanne, which she played alongside him at the Terrace Theatre. Dinklage's wife, veteran director, writer and stage actress Erica Schmidt, penned the original music libretto, while Joe Wright will direct. Martin Scorsese's adaptation of David Grann's non-fiction dark western book Killers of the Flower Moon was to begin shooting in March this year, but will not start filming till February 2021. The Osage Nation is reportedly preparing for a 16-week shoot in Oklahoma. Set in the 1920s, the story focuses on a string of murders of members of the Osage Nation in Oklahoma after oil was discovered beneath their land. The series of slayings was one of the fledgling FBI's first major homicide investigations. DiCaprio and Robert De Niro will star in the film, and Apple is financing to the tune of $200 million, It's expected to arrive sometime in 2022. Ben Affleck has signed on to direct and pen the script for the adaptation of the novel The Big Goodbye. The project marks his first directorial effort since 2016's Live by Night. The novel tells the behind-the-scenes story of the making of Roman Polanski's 1974 film noir classic Chinatown. which starred Jack Nicholson and Faye Dunaway, and boasted an Oscar-winning script. Affleck will also produce alongside Lorne Michaels, and is coming off some of the best reviews of his acting career for the drama The Way Back. It's unknown if he'll star in the project. To streaming now, and Shailene Woodley stars as a 30-something woman navigating through love and heartbreak over the course of 1 year. During that time, she will unlock the secrets to her life in a sudden turn of events and in the most surprising of places. Jamie Dornan also stars in Endings, Beginnings. On Disney Plus, there's a documentary simply titled Howard, which is a moving tribute to Disney lyricist Howard Ashman. And then we have Spaceship Earth, a documentary that looks at a group of people who built the Biosphere 2, a giant replica of the Earth's ecosystem. Eight New Agers who, on September 26, 1991, sealed themselves inside this gigantic, self-sustaining, 150 million glass biosphere. Their plan was to remain there for 2 years and to provide a blueprint for life in space. It's streaming now.